Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Straight up top of the hour, stock market is up 175 points in one of the most tumultuous times that we've ever had. Things are so good on Wall Street. Anyway, we're talking to Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty today. And I would just like to know if there's anything you want to share with us on any of the other countries that any of your sources tell you what's happening there, because I think we need to be aware that it's just a matter of time before these countries with these huge resources get more attention from the United States. Either one of you want to share anything regarding other countries?
Yeah, you know, ISIS in Iraq is a real problem. And the United States supposedly is conducting the air attack on them, but they're shooting 9 or 10 rockets a day. We have enough technology, we can knock the license plate off a car. How can they not hit a whole column of ISIS going into Iraq when it's when it's flat? Mm-hmm.
They captured one area of ISIS in Iraq, where and in that area that they captured, in the room where they guide ISIS where to go hit things, that they call it their headquarters, there were U.S.
advisors
and Mossad advisors captured with those groups. The Iraqi army has stated many times that they are not being helped by the U.S. They're being hindered by the U.S. They've caught the U.S. dropping weapons to ISIS. But none of this makes the news, and there's no remedy, because I don't know who's going to do anything about it.
About 6 weeks ago, the U.S. delivered a whole bunch of Humvees and tanks and stuff to Iraq to put on the front lines. Uh-huh. And then a couple of days later, they required the Iraqi army retreat and leave all that equipment, everything in place. Otherwise, they were going to be blown up. They retreated. U.S. came out and said, Iraqis are chickens. They left all this equipment. Now ISIS has got it all. So the U.S. is delivering weapons to ISIS through the Iraq army. The Iraq army was really upset about that. They were livid. They said, we would prefer to fight and die. So, you know, all the underhanded things that go on are just as bad as anybody could ever imagine. It's almost Keystone Cop calamities that take place. But, you know, the people need to go out and find the truth, because we know when people are lying to us. We know that what happens in Washington, D.C. is not for the benefit of this country. No country can exist without borders. Why in the world are our borders porous? Why has ISIS got training centers and huge camps outside of El Paso, Texas? Why are they threatening to come in here and do EMP attacks and stuff like that? You know, people need to wake up, because this is our country and we're losing it.
Let me ask you, what do you think about Donald Trump?
You know what? He says all the right things. He's not anybody. It's like owning a Studebaker pickup truck. Real good and real cheap, but just not something you're very proud of.
One thing positive about him, he's not a politician.
Yeah, he's not a politician. And so he tells the truth, and they're not able to quell what he says. And he's saying what middle America feels. So for that, you know, I think they'll probably kill him, because they won't allow anybody to continue to go out and say what he says. That's what the people of the United States want. But when you
realize that
the Zionists own this country, and whoever gets elected is their pawn,
the votes are even counted.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't think any of the elections or the votes are counted anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
I agree.
So we need to get back on our knees and pray. God has absolutely saved us many times. You know, if your audience doesn't remember, we were captured Al-Qaeda. They put up a kill zone for us. We would be killed and chopped up and burned. They planted drugs on us. They've taken us captive for over 30 hours without telling us who they were. That was inside the United States. And all these things have happened to us, you know, and the thing is, we're telling the truth. And they look at us as an asset, because the only way they get the information about what the tribes are doing is monitoring all our phone calls and emails. So we know that, and the tribes know that. But God is protecting us, and everybody in this country needs to be on their knees, because the judicial system is gone. You know, the court is now past making law. God bless us. Thank you so much, Joe.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate your standing and then standing. Please support them by purchasing the DVD from the Power Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. We salute you all. And let us know as things happen or if you need support, let us know. Okay, guys?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're going to this hour take your phone calls and your comments. I'd like to know what you're thinking, and I'd like to know what's going on in your part of the world, especially from those people in Texas regarding Jade Helm 15. If you're near those areas that are getting ready to get involved with the Counter Jade Helm group, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear that you all are involved in your local area in supporting the freedom that we don't want to lose. So I'd like to open up the phone lines to you. The phone number is 855-995-6923. And I want to leave it open for testimonies also on products. Those of you who have gotten your green food, red food, purple food, whatever, I'd like to hear from some testimonies from you. Also, testimonies on the cleanse. We'll probably be doing some of those next week, but I'd like to hear from you on the cleanse testimonies, too, what you thought about that. So I'm going to open it up for what's going on in your world and testimonies. I'd like to hear from you, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. 905-695-6923. Let's go to Ken in Missouri. Ken in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Ken?
Would that be Kevin?
That would be Kevin. Thank you very much, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin, welcome.
Hey, the hag is speaking to La Raza up here in Kansas City at noon today.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a witch's convention, but she's going to be here. And she's speaking at noon at Bartle Hall. That's the Kansas City Convention Center. There's going to be a really big protest outside, and hopefully they'll know what we just heard on your show. Hopefully they'll know that and tell the people what they know. So.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, she is going to be speaking in Kansas City. I don't know. Are there tickets available? Do you have to buy tickets? What's the deal on that?
Well,
you know,
you have to be the right color, I think, to get in. And
oh, really?
So, yeah, she's speaking to Rafa. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, the whole open border, you know, illegal alien thing. So, anyway, if the Moriartys are still listening, I need you to give me a call because I lost your number. Anyway.
Okay, that's Kevin in Kansas City that does a radio show. You can call the Power Hour and get it, or call him because he wants to have your number. Thank you very much, Kevin. Glad to hear from you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. All right, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Dave?
Good morning, Joyce.
Morning.
When the Moriarty said something about the archive, I have the DVD, but of course, listening in today, I couldn't rewatch the whole thing. And I remember, I'm rather positive that when they were on your show, they mentioned the God's intervention, basically, and their escape from there, and all the different things that happened, you know, including the gun runner from Texas that happened to have a satellite phone or something that was part of, you know, they didn't like the guy so much, maybe, but God provided him to help them get out of there.
That's
right. Whatever program that one was, if you know, and here you always want more to do. If you could ever package that particular program with today's particular program and sell it as a little package deal, that would be a wonderful thing.
Okay, now say that again, though. What you are wanting is the one section.
The hour that they were on, or, you know, that particular day was early on, back when this all, you know, when we first heard of the Moriartys. And they talked about all the different things, like where they were supposed to be cut up in 1,000 pieces and burnt, and they were miraculously delivered from, you know, the hands of, you know, the bad guys, and everything that, and it was on one of your programs. I'm positive. And it described, you know, like they saw when they're getting on a plane or whatever, they saw some of the gold or whatever that was burnt up that they were looting out of the country and all that stuff. It was like all in that same early on program. So
okay, well, maybe the Moriartys will remember, or Catherine. She's got, like, perfect memory, but maybe Catherine will know, or the Moriartys. Well, thank you very much for that, Dave. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Anything else in your mind?
I just love it.
Thank you. Love you, too. Let's go to Robert in Canada. Robert in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Robert?
I love you, too, Joyce.
I love you. I love you more.
I wanted to mention that I had written an article published at Global Research recently that where I footnoted to the Moriartys, and I had no trouble. There was no attempt to eliminate that. So I think Global Research might be, again, one to try for them, and maybe I'll write another article pointing at them.
Wonderful. Excellent.
Yeah,
that's good news. What article did you write for Global Research?
It's called Canada's Devolution from Peace Seeker to War Crimes.
Excellent. And what was the point of the, or what did you bring out in the story?
Well, among Canada's war crimes, there's the destruction of Libya. So, of course, and in the end note pertaining to that point, I mentioned the Moriarty's website and a small description of what they're doing.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for that. And please continue, okay?
Okay.
And email that to me and I'll send it to Catherine. Email it to me and I'll send it to Catherine to put in the email blast your article, okay?
Sure.
Sure. All right. Let's go to Ed in PA. Ed in PA, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Ed.
How you doing, Joyce?
I'm blessed. Thank you very much. How are you? Mushroom Ed.
I'm doing good. The mushrooms aren't doing good.
Really?
It rained every day. It's been raining for over a month.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And you know, remember my corn I grow, the dark, deep red corn?
Yes.
My partner, he's 14 years younger than me. He's got polyps in his colon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling him they want to remove part of his colon.
Ooh.
So we never got no corn planted, and it's raining too much for that.
Mm.
Four people in my life have problems with their colon, diverticulitis. My one buddy just had his whole entire colon removed. And,
my goodness.
You try to talk to these people about their diet, and they just listen to their doctor, you know?
Yeah. Has nothing to do with diet, according to most people.
Oh, it's genetics. That's what they tell you.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
How sad. How sad that is when, you know, this weekend I spent time reading the book, Who Rewrote the Bible by Dr. Lorraine Day, and she was so convincing about diet. It was unbelievable in that book, Who Rewrote the Bible, because she was talking about what God made for us for food. And people don't understand, don't want to participate and change in any at all. And it's just, you're watching all your friends get sick.
Well, my one buddy, the one in the corn buddy, he does believe it's a diet stuff. He's an Iraqi war vet, too.
Hmm. Well, he's got more problems. Wow, he's got a lot of problems. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. Anything else you wanted to share?
Just really the weather's been, you know, horrible. And
Rain. It has been, and it's, you know, been rain here like 6, 7, 8 days at a time. And, you know, people are so waterlogged and things are so waterlogged. And then the raccoons came in and got most of our corn. It's just really a bad year for gardens, at least around here. Thank you very much for the phone call.
I've been swimming in the creek every day, right?
You do?
I used to. Every day I go swimming in the creek. I haven't been able to swim for a month in the creek. It smells like a sewer.
Oh, really? Ooh.
All right.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Johnny B in Missouri, and the stock market's up 204 points. Happy days are here again. Let's go to Johnny B in Missouri. Go ahead, Johnny B.
Yeah, keep an eye on it. What's gold doing, Joyce?
It is down. Last time I saw it was 152.
Wow.
I mean, 1152. That's unbelievable.
Okay. That ain't quite so amazing, but it's still amazing.
Uh-huh.
We can be in such terrific market, and gold.
Yeah, it's down $5 today, and silver is $15.33.
Hey, I want to reach out to my brother in Kent City. I got heads up yesterday that our dear Prez will be in Oklahoma this week.
Hmm.
He will be visiting the Choctaw Nation, which is kind of like what? And he's going to the federal prison, the federal transfer station that held Timothy McVeigh for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be shooting a documentary about our justice system featuring mm-hmm. President Obama.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, okay. That'd be awesome. We need to pull patriots together. Anybody with a sign, willing to hold a sign, let's get down there. You can get it. Just Obama visits Oklahoma. It's down just west of Oklahoma City.
Okay, what are we going to do, though? I mean, what would you ask people to do? I mean, hold a sign? I mean, really, Johnny B?
I don't know how much to share, Joyce, but we can use bodies, and we can use people on the phone getting bodies there.
Okay,
I'll
trust you on that. All right, I'll trust you on that. I'll trust you on that one. And how do they, is there a website? Who do they contact? I mean, what
contact
do they do?
Me.
Just appear there? Just appear
contact
there or
me.
What?
I'll coordinate. Contact me.
Okay, and how do they contact you?
620-515-5165.
515-5165. And you're saying, where is this going to be in Oklahoma?
Down outside of Oklahoma City. I'm sorry.
I hope you're not on a train track right now.
Well, I'm pretty close. Get back indoors. We got the show going inside so Carol can listen.
Outside Oklahoma City, okay? Everybody that wants to go there, wants to find out what's going on there, please call 620-515-5165. Thank you very much, Johnny B.
One more thing, real quick. everybody should Google this story that we had, that they short-circuited one of the Van Allen belts in 96.
They short-circuited one of the Van Allen belts. Okay, how does one do that? I don't understand.
It's interesting. Google it. Bass will tell you all about it.
Okay, the short-circuiting Van Allen belt?
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. Come on, give us a call if you have any information regarding Jade Helm 15. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 4-minute break.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I want to real quickly address the upcoming retreat in Texas, in Mineola, Texas. on August 2nd to the 8th. Now, that's going to be the week that I am there. I may stay some into the second week, but I don't know if I'll stay the whole week, the whole second week. There will also be a third week. So if you want to, they filled it up. I mean, it's just amazing. But if you would like to participate, you can give us a call at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com, or, no, just call and ask for Noel at the Power Mall. Just ask for Noel. I want to say to all of you that I had an amazing experience there. Now, I don't know if you will or will not. Not everybody had a really amazing experience. Most people benefited tremendously, and no promises are being made. It is a time to reflect, to reevaluate, and to spend time on yourself. And I just want to say that from the moment you arrive on that property, I hope you will let go of any judgment, any negative thoughts, opinions, attitudes, whatever, and just focus on the positive. Focus on the nature. Focus on yourself. Don't judge the other people there. Don't judge Gary Null. Don't judge me. Be there and listen. And also, don't be so concerned about the other people and learning about the other people. I wanted to know everything about everybody that was there because there were such fascinating people. I mean, really interesting people there. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is you. And you are going to trade some dollars for the experience. And I want you to get every bit of good out of this that you can. Don't wait till the second or third day to start taking it seriously. Take it seriously from the moment you step onto that property, that this is an experience that you will probably never have again, unlike anything you've ever experienced, and that you want to participate with your whole heart, in your whole mind. I mean, I think I understood it was different when I got there and there was something going on that was so positive. But I didn't really realize until into the second week. I was still so stunned by the fact that I had given up my cane that I came in there really miserable. Like I said the other day, I remember going to when I was driving down there, I got out to go into a convenience store to get a map. And I thought to myself, how am I going to get out of this car in there to get this map? I was in so much pain. And I hobbled in there with my cane. And then coming back from there, I didn't have a cane, no pain. I could go in and out of the car at will. Now, something happened there, and I still to this day do not know. So all I can say to you is please give it your utmost respect if you're going. And if you're not going to go, start planning on what your mini retreat is going to be. And for 7 days, give it your absolute respect. Most. Give it everything you've got. And what I mean by that is everything you drink, everything you eat should be nutrition for your body. You know, if you want to go on a total fast of just drinking juices and green stuff and red stuff or whatever you choose to do, if you want to do the liver cleanse and do the colon, if you've done the colon cleanse, you want to do the liver cleanse now and get your body in shape for that, decide what your exercise regime is going to be and then stick to it. And don't be like me and find every excuse in the world, including the rain. And I will tell you that when we were down there, it rained every single day that we were in Texas. Now, that's the spring rains in Texas. But we ran anyway, or we walked anyway in the rain. And you should have seen the women. Oh, I'll get my hair wet. Well, yeah. You're not here for your hair. You're here for you. And so, yeah, it's not a matter of looking good, smelling good, walking good, talking good. It's a matter of being there and taking in everything you can. And I know Regina's on the line. I think I'll bring her up first because Regina in Texas is going, well, I'll bring her up after the break. Because I know Regina is going to be there also. Now, they've had a couple of cancellations, so you can get into the second week and the third week. So if you're interested, give Noel a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to hear from Regina in Texas, my sister who will be there. I can hardly wait to meet her. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Thank you for joining us. We're talking about the retreat that's coming up. And just because you're not going to the retreat doesn't mean that you're going to be left out. I want you to do something on your own at your place, a retreat of your own, and to spend that 7 days doing what you think you need to do for your body. And I encourage you to make a part of that. The green food, red food, purple food, or purple stuff, and the muscle stuff. Please take advantage of getting that. And then remember also, the Gary Null toothpaste is only $5, normally sells for $10, but you can get it for $5 now. And I hope that you will utilize it and utilize it correctly. I mean, what I mean by that is, don't put it on the shelf and expect it to do any good for you. Please take advantage of getting that. Also, the books that are on real special right now, Anti-Aging Remedies by Dr. John Heinerman, the world banking, world fraud. Now, you know, I cannot read all of the books that I get, but I got to tell you, this one is something that will probably put it all together for you. World banking, world fraud, using your identity. And then the credit restoration primer. Also remember, we've got on special at the Power Mall, Vitamir toothpaste, good health naturally, grown by nature. And then remember that the Numana food will go off of free shipping sometime this week. So please get the free shipping on your Numana food. Purslane is 10% off, and the charcoal is 20% off. So please call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. All right, let's go to Regina in Texas. Regina, welcome to the Power Hour today. Look forward to meeting you, girl.
Sister, that's right. You're one of the main reasons I just immediately made the decision to do this when I knew you were going to be there. So,
well,
I'm
thank you.
But I've done the colon cleanse, and I did order the liver cleanse, so it should be coming. So
good
I'm
for you. Let me ask you.
Yes,
okay, let me just ask you real quick. Why did you decide to go to that retreat? I mean, not to meet me, because, I mean, you could meet me any place, but why did you decide to go to the retreat?
It sure sounded like exactly what I need, and what you were saying right now. I don't take the time for myself. I don't, and I don't spend money on myself. And it was difficult for me to think to take off work. I'm got this really big work ethic, but I know I have to do it. The last 5 years, I've been getting more uncomfortable doing everything. Every part of my body hurts, but I keep plugging on and pushing on. And I don't want to keep pushing like this. I want to feel better. And it just hit me immediately, like, I'm doing this. And that's before I knew how much it was. Then I heard it was $2,000. And it was like, I'm doing this. So
good.
It just totally hit me as the right thing to do. I will be away from everything so that I won't get distracted. And I'm very lucky to be in Texas. I mean, Mineola is two hours away from where I am.
Oh, and, you are so fortunate, yes.
Very cool. Other people are coming from farther away. And it's just be around like-minded people. And because, Joyce, I have known about this stuff forever, what to do, wheatgrass, but I don't do it. So it's something, a stumbling block I need to get past because, like I told you before, I buy a lot of your stuff, but I don't do it. And I need to somehow have this week of focus to get me to do the things I know to do, but I don't do them. So that's what I'm hoping to achieve.
Good for you. Well, we will encourage you, and we will inspire you, and I think you will definitely want to do that. Okay, now, what was it you called in for?
Well, because of listening to the Moriartys, and then I listened to a caller, it was the July 22nd, 2013 is when you had them on the first time, and I know that because, Joyce, I was the one that contacted you about the Moriartys. They had come to Texas to an event I was doing with Joe Bannister about the IRS, and they begged me for just 10 minutes to tell their story. And I want to 100% vouch for, after meeting them and hearing their story, which was sensational at the time, but it was something that you took the chance. Because I remember calling you and saying, they've got this story, Joyce, and you said, well, I'll have them on, and I'll check them out. And
well, wait a minute. In all fairness, that's not exactly what I said. I said, are you sure? I said, this sounds really like, I don't know, I need to check this out first. And I want to say that Regina is the one that deserves the credit for having picked up on this story. I don't know how you found out about them, and it's not necessary right now that we know, but the idea is that you learned about them, you held a meeting in Dallas,
that's right,
and you exposed them to the people down there, which was a phenomenal thing for you to do, and you were the one that really catapulted them, if you will, to the Power Hour and other places where they've done other radio shows now, and I just want to thank you so very much.
Well, you say that, Joyce, but honestly, it's just following like you. I gave them a chance, just like what you say, because I have a group called Activists for Truth, and it was to get the truth out. You know, just give a platform and a venue for these people, and then let the people look into it and decide. And you were an amazing facilitator in that. But I do want to say that then it was Pete Sessions, my congressman, that we cornered finally after many attempts, and I was there. When the Moriartys talked to him, he called one of their contact numbers, he confirmed them in front of me, And then he did help him to a point, but then he dropped it like a hot potato, and he said, you need to talk to the FBI. So this is out of my hands. I saw him, I saw the Moriarty talk to Ted Cruz and his father. I saw them look excited, Dewhurst also, and they dropped it like a hot potato. So
wow.
I have seen this happen before my eyes, right? So when the other callers call in and say, he should do more, they should, you know, connect with these people, I saw them doing it. But just like with so many topics, you know, like here I'm fighting fluoride in Dallas, people drop these things and they don't want to pursue it because they don't want to, you know, they don't want the fallout from it, which the Moriartys haven't had a lot of fallout from this. But
mm-hmm.
I did want to say, your show of July 22nd, 2013 was one of the first times they were on and they were talking about their miracles. And that's what they were so amazed.
Oops, there she went. I don't know what happened. July 22nd is the program. Thank you very much, Regina, for calling in today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, girl. Love you and look forward to meeting you in Mineola on August 2nd. Now I want Sherry, who's in the studio with me right now, who works over in shipping. She's one of the people that makes those packages come to you looking so good. She packages them like she's sending them to herself. And she and JJ work down there very hard to make everything look nice and pretty and safe and everything when you get it. And she's in the studio right now because she has had a testimony that I've been wanting to tell you about on silica. And I know there's a lady in our audience also who has been writing to me about silica. But Sherry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Joyce, and good morning.
Thank you. A little bit louder. That cute little
okay.
voice. It's just too cute. Okay, now you have been using the silica for how long?
I'd say a month and a half at least, a little
okay.
over, since we've gotten it in, you know, in the house. But I really like it.
And why do you like it? What have you noticed from it?
I've noticed mostly my hair. My hair has gotten thicker and shiner, you know, shinier. And I've had to use less conditioner at home, you know. And I don't know, it's growing. You always compliment how long it's getting and how shiny
beautiful. It is. Her hair is absolutely beautiful. It really is. And it's getting so long and so shiny, too.
And I've done a lot of damage in the past just with coloring it and just doing different, you know, chemical things. But I've noticed it looks a lot better, you know, just doing what I'm doing, and that's all I've been using on.
It looks so healthy, and I mean, it really does. And now you don't use a lot of stuff. You just use what works for you and what you like to use. And so for you to stick with something every day and use it is a big deal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Now, what about your nails? Have you noticed anything on your fingernails?
Well, working in the warehouse, I really don't have nails.
And shipping will do
that. I think I did when I first started, but I've noticed they have gotten thicker, so I wish they were longer, but like I said, packaging, you don't keep them very long.
Yeah, you can't. That's true. Well, I appreciate your coming over here and sharing that with us.
No.
Silica is a pretty amazing product, and it is an organic silica we have at the Power Mall, and you can read a lot about it, and thank you very much for coming over
thank
today.
Thank you, Joyce.
Yenchi, sweetheart, her voice is so cute, and she is wonderful. She has been so good since she's come to the Power Mall, and we appreciate her very much, and JJ also, who has been her mentor over there and taught her all about the shipping, and we thank both of them for getting those products out so well. All right, let's go back to the callers, and Dave in Arkansas. Dave in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Dave?
Oh, yes. I just want to alert everybody that China's military and Russia's military, they keep building up, and America's military in defensive forces were building down. President Obama, we used to have like three warheads on a missile, and he changed that to one warhead on a missile. And, you know, I think we're being set up to be attacked, and I wish we could alert the American people about this.
We're being set up to be attacked. And at the same time, though, Dave from the Common Sense Show is saying that there are Russian Spetsnaz here in the United States and that they are setting up shop here. But, you know, you would think that the government would know if a whole bunch of Russian troops were here. So it either is by design or, gee, they are so stupid they can't figure it out. Which do you think it is?
Oh, I'm sure It's by design. They want to say American people have been sold out a long time ago. I just encourage everybody to go to get the World Affairs brief by Joe Scout and get more information on this, because he's saying China's going to take over Australia. China's buying up all the property in Australia. So I just want to alert everybody to do their own study and research.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call, Dave. And let's go to Stephen, California. Stephen, California, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess what you said about the Bible, I am a God's preserved word, King James only person.
Okay.
And I am solely accountable to God and God alone. The Gary Null retreat, it sounds good and everything, but it sounds very cultish.
You know, I think that is incredibly judgmental of you, because you don't know.
Yes.
And for you to come forward and say that, not having been there, not having seen the incredible good things that happened, there's no cult about eating the right things. I know you believe that alternative doctors are wrong also. I mean, Steve, you live your life judging other people, what they do and don't do. I mean, you told me all the reasons why I'm going to go to hell many times in your emails, and you live a life of such judgment. That's not what the Messiah brought to us.
I have a heaven turn and a hell to shun and a race to win.
Well, but you don't need to use other people to do that. And, you know, explain to me, if you use King James was a homosexual. Why do you think God chose a homosexual to edit the Bible? Why do you think?
I did not know that King James was a homosexual.
Yes, he was. He's buried between his two paramours in an abbey in England. I mean, there's a lot that you may not know. And I'm not judging you. I will not judge you. You can do whatever you want. But I find that many Christians are the most unhappy people I've ever seen, who spend their lives arguing over what Romans 12 means or Revelation 16 or whatever. I cannot be involved in that. I can't. I would rather be quilting a quilt for a disabled veteran and give it to him than arguing over scripture with you. But anything else you'd like to add? Because I do respect your opinion and respect your calling in today. But, you know, please don't tell me I'm going to hell anymore. I really feel like I've visited that issue, and I'm comfortable. I have to be comfortable with where I am. Anything else you'd like to add, Steve?
I'm very sorry for you, and I'll be praying for you. I am not against alternative medicine. I think that I feel very sorry for a lot of my family is involved with allopathic, with conventional medicine, like my dad is having a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Well, and, you know, I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, I believe in alternative medicine. I believe in it to a point, but I choose to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness.
And you act like nobody else does but you. I mean, seriously, that's what you're trying to portray here, is I am better than you, Joyce, because I seek the kingdom of God, as if I don't. And that, to me, is a judgment that you don't have the right to do. Thank you very much for the phone call. Ladies and gentlemen, think about what you are saying and doing. Just because you were taught this years ago, does that mean that we have to stick with that for the rest of our lives? Just think about it. It blows my mind. Also, one of the gentlemen emailed me and said, get off the three name people. Quit talking about the three names. Well, I think there's a reason they use those three names. And you said, like, they wouldn't use John Smith because there'd be too many John Smiths. Well, Dylan Storm Roof. How many Dylan Roofs do you think there are out there? And I think there's a reason they use those three names. Do we have any phone calls, Trevor? We do. Okay. Robin in Minnesota. Robin in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's just Rob. And
okay.
Yeah, you expressed, you know, my feeling, too, about how, you know,
a lot of the Christians that turned me off. You know, I feel I have a sense of spirituality. I was raised a Catholic. I left the Catholic Church at a young age, and all the different Christians, and they are some of the most judgmental people I know. But mm-hmm. that's not why I called.
Okay. All right.
And I want to give a atta girl to Regina. You know, just a great job and
out
there. And she's right. You are an inspiration to us all, and so we try to follow in your footsteps. And now I wanted just a little small chastisement about those papers in the front yard that nobody wants.
okay.
Take a look at them, because if there's an editorial session section in there, be like Phil said and use that. You know, that's the paper that I used, and just Sunday here, it's not on the archive yet, or it's not in the online yet, but I got a letter in that I did a review of American Sniper and tied it into The Hidden Enemy.
Oh, wow. And that's awesome.
I mean, when I got a copy of The Hidden Enemy, I went around to the people that I know that are veterans that are respected in the community and got some of them to watch it. Some said they will and wouldn't watch it, but I asked them to just show it at the local VA or you know, one of the other vet centers, and none of them wanted to really get behind it. So use those papers. It's like Phil said, how do we get the word out? You know, use what we can, and whatever's available, you know, call the local party lines or whatever, local radio channels.
All right, stay right there. If you have something else to add, stay right there. We've got another 3-minute break, and we'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Those of you who listen to Gary Knoll's show at noon Eastern Standard Time on the Progressive Radio Network, I will be joining him today, sometime during 11 to 12 today on the show. And also want to tell you, if you're planning on buying Time Challenger, wait till Jerry Peterman is on the show this week. And you're going to get a really, really special deal. So let me just tell you that. And he will be on Thursday on the Power Hour. So there'll be a very special deal on Time Challenger. Also, ask for your free little screwdriver. I forgot to mention that. And tomorrow we're going to have Dr. William Walsh on the show. He is his topic is biochemistry of mental disorders and healing with nutrition. He wrote a book called Nutrient Power, Heal Your Biochemistry and Heal Your Brain. Dr. William J. Walsh will join us tomorrow, and Andrew Goss talking about the real world of money and also what happened during the Civil War. All right, let's go back to, let's see, do we still have Steve in California there? Do we still have Steve? I mean Robin in Minnesota. Robin, Minnesota?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to make you a woman yet, but go ahead, Rob.
I've got an interesting story. One time I got a letter into the editor, and I sent a an email to you saying how proud I was that our local paper was running, willing to run a letter on 9/11 truth. And you mentioned it on air, and you put it in the email blast. And something happened because I sent it to both the local post, which is locally owned, and our major newspaper, which is owned by a syndicate, and they didn't run it. But as soon as your mention of it went on the email blast, all of a sudden they ran it.
Oh, and really?
And I think what happened is you might have flooded the other server. And so that's just my guess. I don't know. But anyway, they ran it under the heading of Wake Up, 9/11 Was an Inside Job. And,
Wow. Which newspaper ran that?
Winona Daily News.
Really? Now, I am proud of them. Unbelievable.
Now listen to this though now too, because the supermarket meet and greets that congressmen will have.
Uh-huh.
Okay, our Congressman Waltz showed up there, and so I took a copy of that newspaper and I said, I didn't put the title to this, but I think the local paper did a pretty good job of it, and so I showed it to him. Wake Up, 9/11 Was an Inside Job, and he kind of, stepped back and took, but he took everything I said very seriously. I said, how come we don't have any, flag-draped caskets on the cover of the newspapers, and all of a sudden we did for a while. He also was the one that sponsored the Insider Trading Act that has since been repealed, but that was one of the other subjects I talked to him about. So, you got to use whatever you can get, and don't say, "Well, it's too hard," or "Yeah, people laugh at you," but and you might lose some friends. But what's more important? You're working for them in the long run anyway. So, thanks.
All right,
for being
thank you
there,
very
guys.
Much. I'm sorry we're out of time. I couldn't get to the other guests. I apologize, Annette and Tom. I am so sorry. We'll be back tomorrow, and like I said, we're going to be talking about nutrition for the brain, for all kinds of mental issues. Nutrition, can it really work? Well, of course it can. Just like it can work for our bodies, ladies and gentlemen. Do what's right by your body today. Don't put anything in it that shouldn't be there. Eat only healing foods today and see if you don't feel better tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Yah bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.